Hey, this is Carlos. Carlos Caballo. That guy. I want you to forgive two things today. Number one is my voice. It's hoarse because of the flu. Number two is the acoustics, because I am talking to you from my jail cell. I'm just kidding. I'm not in a jail cell. I always want to say things like that just to mess with people, but I am in a recently emptied household, which is to say that I have sold my house here in Northern California, and we are, my family and I, are migrating further north. I'm going from Northern California up to Oregon, so if any of you ladies are up in Oregon, by all means, give me a shout out in the forums. But hey, we're here to talk about something, aren't we? Yeah, we're here to talk about turn-ons. Oh yeah, that kind of turns me on, talking about turn-ons. Nine biggest turn-ons for guys. This is going to be part one of the two-part Daily Bopper, so we're going to cover at least half of those turn-ons for guys, because when it comes to turning on a guy, it's more than just appealing to his sexual side. Sure, any red-blooded guy will always want that kind of attention, right? But you got to go the extra mile if you really want to keep him interested. It's not just a simple matter of hopping in the shower with him, wearing a certain kind of lingerie, or putting on yoga pants to make him stare at you. Believe it or not, a guy needs more than that to have a long-term attraction for the special lady in his life. Now, for him, being turned on isn't just the feeling of being sexually aroused. Although, honestly, that is a big part of it. There's more to it, though, and it's actually really closely connected. It's what he thinks about you that really makes the difference. And you can trigger the general feeling you want him to have by learning how to play up your strengths as a woman. Now, we're living in very politically correct, progressive times, and it's great that we're moving towards equality. However, it seems that being a woman is increasingly being seen in a negative light. The same way it's kind of being seen in an increasingly negative light to be a guy. And I don't mean being that thing, being male or female. I mean the behaviors that we have traditionally associated with them. Is being feminine a sign of weakness? No, it's not. It's about complementing a guy's masculine side and being that yin to his yang, if you will. Biologically speaking, men are designed to be turned on by certain qualities, even if they don't necessarily fit the current social changes that we're experiencing at the moment. And the better you can cultivate those qualities, those essential female qualities that you already have, the better you'll be at pressing the hot buttons that are buried deep inside his guy brain. So let's get started with those things that turn him on. Turn him on like crazy. Technique number one is don't be afraid of your sexuality. Okay, I kind of just gave that whole, it's not just about sex speech there, but I did also say it was a big part of turning a guy on. We all have different tastes in bed, and all the men I know, including myself, find it totally hot when a woman knows how to communicate her sexual preferences, her sexual needs with the guy in her life. The common complaint I hear from guys is that their partner isn't as sexually open to them as they'd like. And what I mean by this is that their wives or their girlfriends, they're either too shy to talk about doing the nasty, or they just simply aren't interested. No, it does not make you slutty to show your sexual side. The simplest but most effective change you can make in your relationship is to confidently tell your guy exactly what it is that turns you on in bed. Okay. And funny enough, he'll get turned on by you telling him that. So just the act of telling him will actually be a turn on to him. You see, whether your preferences fall under conservative, freaky, or somewhere in between, you got to let him know about it. Even if you want to try things he's not familiar with yet, this is the first step to meeting each other halfway. That's why men are so turned on by this attitude, because it means going down a journey of sexual discovery together. Now, let's say you want to be a high-quality woman in his life and turn that boy on. Tip number two, keep your inner judge quiet. Like I said, attitude plays a big, big part of being attractive. So keep this tip in mind. Todd, a client of mine, he had this to say about a girl he was dating. He said, "We met through one of those online dating sites, and she was every bit of a knockout in real life as her online profile. But she had this habit of making snarky comments about the people in the cafe where we met to have coffee. Plus, she had nothing but bad things to say about her colleagues when we started talking about work. Now, as great as she looked, she went from a 10 down to a 5 in my mind. I just couldn't see myself with someone who is that condescending and critical." And any guy who sees that red flag is going to be telling himself, "Oh boy, I bet she's going to judge me next and what I like and who I hang out with. Oh boy, fail." Look, we've all felt the urge to criticize other people who say or do things that we don't agree with. But feeling the urge and acting on it are two entirely different things. Not to get all zen-like on you here, but I personally have found out, and I've really believe this on a very deep level, that I have much more inner peace in my life by making a habit of letting go of judgment. It's kind of a cliche, right? But it works. Stop judging, and you're going to find that your life is just a lot more peaceful as well. Here's a good way to silence your inner judge when it comes up. Exercise a little empathy. Consider the story behind the folks that you're feeling like you need to judge. Is that guy ahead of you in line at the Starbucks with that ridiculously large order he just placed really out there to get you, to make your day miserable? Or was he just the poor schmuck who ended up having to go make a coffee run for his office mates, for the coworkers he knows? We all have to deal with crap, right? Everybody's situation is different. The more aware of that fact you are, the easier it is to avoid judgment or at least let it go a whole lot faster. Now, you want to titillate his senses? Number three tip is use your mouth. No, I didn't mean that way. Well, not in this example anyways. Here's the thing about guys. We're turned on by how a woman can be prim and proper in public and then on the other side be absolutely wild behind closed doors. It's the contrast that gets us excited, and you can do this with a little risque language in bed. You don't have to go full-blown X-rated when it comes to talking dirty, and you can also do this outside of bed. You see, not all guys are into it, and it's actually better to start off PG-13, work your way up to R, and then, you know, kind of all the way up the raunchiness or the movie rating scale there. Just test the waters with a few choice words to spice things up in your conversation. If he's okay with it, you just keep going. Now, I usually advise women to start off with general descriptions of his physical attributes. That makes the best starting point for talking dirty with a guy. And then talk about how they make you feel. For instance, you can say, "I love it when you're pressing against me. I feel so helpless." Which is, of course, a great turn on for guys too. Then you can get dirtier and dirtier until you find that verbal sweet spot where he really is excited. And seduction secret number four is appreciate him. If there's one secret wish that all guys have, it's for his woman to say out loud what it is she loves about him. We just need to know that we're being valued. And yet, this is a habit that a lot of couples don't practice enough in their relationship. What most women don't understand is that a lot of guys' confidence is directly connected to his partner's perception of him. The more validated he feels by you, the better he's going to feel about himself. This actually builds up testosterone levels in his bloodstream, in his body. It builds his hormone levels. It actually drives him through the roof. Remember biology? And he'll put that sexual energy and reinvest it back into you, back into the relationship. Women who know how to turn on a guy are great at doing this, and it creates a healthy feedback loop that then benefits both of you. So go ahead, make a list of what it is about him that turns you on. Tell him about it. Tell him directly. Mention it when family and friends are around. Keep it clean, though, right? Just keep it to the things that you can discuss in public, because that is actually an extra bonus right there. If you can tell him what you appreciate about him and whatever it is in front of his guy friends, and they're going to think, "Wow, dude, you're the boss." That's what they're going to think about him. And they will give him a hard time at first, but he's going to know that his social status level in that group has just gone, again, clean through the roof. Send him a text or an email if you feel too shy to do that. But coming from you, coming from a woman, it's going to mean the world to him. And it's going to start his fire like nobody's business. Well, except yours. Now, I'll be back in a couple of days with part two on this. But if you can't wait for it, well, then I've got something else to keep you going until then. It's all about how to create a love spell that will enchant a man. A very secret psychological loophole in the male mind. I want you to go over to datingadviceguru.com/connection code. That's datingadviceguru.com/connection code. And by this time, next time, I'm hoping that my voice has regained some of its luster, some of its throaty sheen. Who knows? Maybe you think this is sexy. Do I turn you on, baby? In any case, this is Carlos Cavallo. I'll be talking again next time from datingadviceguru.com.
datingadviceguru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast, and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.